Hi, I'm Erin Hartz. Welcome to Grace Plus Boundaries, a weekly memoir in a podcast. I've realized through the past decade of my recovery that I learned the most about emotional maturity through listening to the triumphant stories of others. Are you yearning to unpack the effects of intergenerational trauma in your life? Do you want to stay true to your feelings, yet also learn how to accommodate the sensibilities of your loved ones? I'm dedicated to cracking the code of combining boundary setting with grace towards one another. Educate, evaluate, and evolve. Let's do this together. So have you ever wondered if you were a narcissist? I know I have. Earlier in my days of learning I was codependent, I realized how self-centered I can be at times because of fear. And when I get really self-centered in my fear, I end up not being very thoughtful about the people around me. You know, and I can be kind of insensitive at times and stuff like that. So that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight is that insensitivity of mine narcissism? Is that part of us that is selfish and self-centered? Is that part narcissistic? So you can answer that question for yourself right now and just kind of think about it for a minute. And then I have a clear and definitive answer that I've thought long and hard about. So welcome to Grace Plus Boundaries. This is Erin Hartz, your host, and I have spent years researching narcissism, and there's been so much about narcissism in our culture in the last few years. I hear that word a lot, you know, and even more and more as time goes by. And I, like I said, have asked myself in the past, you know, at one point, am I a narcissist? Because I certainly am human and I can be egocentric at times and self-centered and that kind of thing. I think we all can be. That's just part of being human. But I would say with a definitive answer that that is very, very different than narcissism. So I really want to unmarry this idea that when we're self-centered, we say we're narcissist. So that's really what I'm wanting to talk about today is let's stop oversaturating the usage of this word or oversaturating the atmosphere with this word narcissism. Because in my experience, true narcissism or narcissistic personality disorder or something like that, it's very, very serious. And we're talking about individuals that do not have empathy in a lot of ways, maybe in all ways. And they are very dangerous in interpersonal relationships. So that is very, very different in my experience and in my opinion than saying that I am just a flawed human being that is self-centered. Because we can be self-centered as humans. It's just the way we are born. Or we can say, you know, even looking at children, you know, we're born and we have to be very self-centered. It's just how we kind of come out. That's our way of being surviving. But we wouldn't call a child narcissistic. I mean, I think, you know, there's a group of people that maybe at some point would have said that's narcissism. But what I'm saying is let's stop using that word for an idea that's just us being self-centered. Because in our culture, if we have someone who is actually narcissistic, now when I use that word and say, you know, this person in my family is narcissistic, people don't know if I mean that they're just a jerk, they're just a little self-centered, or if I truly mean that this person is a narcissist. And those are two very different things. So a true narcissist, in my opinion, is someone who cannot apologize, is someone who cannot look at themselves, is someone who never is reflective about their actions or behavior, and will not try to do the thing for the better good of the group. So I have had a few people in my life that are like that, and I've had to take years learning how to detach myself from that conflict and those partnerships and set boundaries. And it's extremely difficult when you have a person who truly is narcissistic in the fact that they will never take responsibility for their side of things. They always blame or deflect or shame. They will try to manipulate with feelings or emotions. They basically just don't have a sense of self, so they have to pull from someone outside of themselves. So that is very, very different than me as a human just sometimes being a little self-centered in the fact that I might not always treat everyone around me perfectly or make mistakes. But if I can go back and apologize, or if I'm going and feeling guilty and realizing I need to do something, make amends, talk to that person, that is very, very different. So the rule of thumb on the street, you've probably heard this, but I'm going to say it anyway again, because I think it's a really great rule of thumb, is that if you're sitting here wondering if you're a narcissist, then you're not. I mean, I think it's really as simple as that. Because the people that I know who are actually narcissists, they would never self-reflect in that manner. They are not sitting around thinking, oh, what did I do? Do I have a part in this? Am I the one that's making myself so miserable? No, no, no. They are always blaming something else, somebody else, or trying to get out of things, or feeling pity and sorrow for themselves. And, you know, that's just what they do. And so those two types of people are really different. So please, everyone, stop using the word narcissist when you actually just mean like maybe self-centered or just being a human, that we're just imperfect humans, you know, and that's very different than being a narcissist. So the next time you're going to use that word, maybe you can think about, am I really using it for a person that has narcissistic tendencies, or am I, you know, overusing it and just saying it because it's like part of the culture to say that word? So please stop using it if it's not someone that's actually a narcissist, because it really dilutes the potency of that word. And I really feel like I have the right to share that I know certain people are narcissists, because it really matters to me. And it's taken me so long to be able to speak that truth. And I know there's another form of thought out there that like, oh, we're not supposed to self-diagnose narcissists and only a therapist can diagnose a narcissist. And I say BS to that, because if someone has repeatedly treated me in a way that's just completely disrespectful and they're not taking any responsibility for their actions, they're blaming me for everything, they're trying to shame and change the subject and deflect whenever they're in the hot seat, you know, that person is someone that is dangerous, and we all should know who those people are. And if you're someone that's like, you know what, I really don't know that much about narcissism, then maybe that's another way. Like, let's just not use the word then. If you don't feel like you really know what that means, or you have a friend that says it and you say to them, hey, what do you mean by that? And they go, oh, I don't know. It's just, you know, he's self-centered or whatever. Then, you know, help me start telling people, like, let's not overuse that word, because this is really serious. Like, I wish that when we say the word narcissist, people will go, oh my gosh, and react, you know, with the correct amount of seriousness for the situation. I mean, these types of people who are narcissists are just so power hungry, and they can get so much in our society because people don't understand what that means. And they want to act like we're being so rough on that person if we label them a narcissist. And, you know, and I'm not saying it lightly. Like, I do not say this about people that I have not thought long and hard for years about their behavior. The only two people that I know that I really say that about are people that I have studied their behavior for decades, really. And I can say that. So let's not overuse that. And are you a narcissist? I'd say almost 100% no if you're listening to this podcast, because a narcissist is probably not learning about intergenerational trauma or learning how to do the work to better themselves, to find a loving relationship and fix those patterns that were dealt to them in childhood. Well, good luck in your journey and let me know what you think. I'm on Instagram, @iHeartZarin. Bye-bye. You deserve a big high five and a smile in the mirror for showing up for yourself today. Thank you for your dedication to introspection and self-awareness, because our personal evolution is what will make this world a better place. If you enjoyed the episode, please give me a 5-star review and share it with a friend. And let me know if you want to be a guest to share how you are navigating intergenerational trauma in your life. You're welcome to join my free monthly goal setting workshop on the first Wednesday of every month. Just DM me @iHeartsErin.